Tonight, God is so good. God is so good. I'm going to be, I'm going to be simple, but I'm going to be a little deep. But I'm going to keep it simple. What I mean by simple, I want the babies to get it. Amen. And what I am not able to finish tonight, I've been reading these particular scriptures for some time. Brother Hagin said he read them thousands of times, and I don't know if I've gotten there, but I may be close. And he read these scriptures thousands of times, and I'm going to take it from the top. And what I mean by that, I'm going to start off with Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And we're going to do this in the Passion Translation. I'm going to say some things to you, I believe, by the Spirit of God, that I believe will get our eyes open further to see clearer all this magnificent. What a magnificent, what a wonderful, extraordinary God that we have. I looked at this and I said, Lord, so many times I was in the mental realm. I didn't really know how to get into the realm of the spirit. I was trying to grasp you with my mental capacity and didn't compute. And I can see why people do what they do and they give up so quick, throw in the towel, or they stop church. I mean, the Bible don't mean anything to them. Reading the Bible, praying don't mean anything. I see why. When you try to read it mental, or you're all in the flesh, it's just, God don't mean nothing to you. It's just what you want in the flesh. And you'll wind up doing so many things that'll destroy you. At time we get in deep trouble, we run to God. We want him to fix it just like that. And tell you the truth, he's already fixed it. He just wants you to find out how to receive what he already done. And we're trying to get him to fix something he's already done. And because you don't know him and you don't have a revelation of him, you're trying to get him to fix it. But before you got here, we're fixed. Hallelujah. But God will break it down. And that's why he said in 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. See, you have to grow. And that was another thing in some areas of my life I was trying to do. And trying to walk in. And I realized, Jimmy, you got to grow up. You just hadn't grown up in it here. Amen. So give me Ephesians 1:1, Passion Translation. My dear friends, my name is Paul, and I was chosen. That's 1:1. Dear friend, my name is Paul. I was chosen to be God's. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. See, he's telling who he is. Now, y'all listen real close, because this translation really did a good job on this. I know some people don't like it. They don't. I had it on the app, and this particular group, this band, said, so we don't believe in it. up, I sorrow for you. He said, I'm writing this letter. Now you listen. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who has been made holy by being one with Jesus. How plain can that be? I mean, how much more plainer can that be? I'm writing this letter to all devoted, who? Devoted, what kind of believer? Devoted. See, if you are just somebody, just you don't care about God, you just got saved and you have no interest in learning his way, well, then this is over your head. But he said, I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers. See, these Ephesian people were hungry for God. They were hungry. They want to know it. Now watch this. See, we'll be included in just a minute. Who has been, let me start over. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who has been made holy by being one with Jesus. The anointed one. Did you hear that? Okay, sometimes we read over that and we don't grasp it. We have been made one with Jesus. One with Jesus. Who is, what you mean? Whoever Jesus is, I am. Whoever Jesus is, you are. And then he says, back up, baby, don't leave me. Yeah, here we go. One with Jesus, who has been made one, have been made holy. Notice now, one with Jesus. Who has been made holy and being made one with Jesus. Notice Jesus is holy. God is holy. Now we are holy. And see, we get that word holy, we think of dress codes and all the other kind of lifestyle. No, they're set apart. We set apart by ourselves. Nobody else can join this elite group. What I mean by that, with their stuff, you got to be made holy. And when you join him, you are made set apart, and you are not available for sinning and doing all this stuff. And that's the reason why Satan and the flesh is constantly trying to get you in trouble by disobeying God. And from a newborn babe, as you are born into the kingdom of God, that's why he said, desire the sincere milk. Have a desire for the word like a baby have for milk. That's all he want, milk. After a while, he cut some teeth and whatever. He wants some meat. But if you just in and out, come to church sometime, read the Bible sometime, sometime you might think about praying. This is not talking to you. He is talking, but you won't be able to hear this. Because you'll hear this and go right back to where you were. But if you want, you're hungry for God. You're hungry to know. And you find out, now, Lord, what did it mean that I'm one with Jesus, the anointed one? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He's called the anointed one. Hello? He's called what? He called the anointed one. Hallelujah. All right. Because he's anointed.